You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first up, Upland has revised the wording on a controversial ballot measure to sell part of the city's Memorial Park.
Right. This is very unpopular with the people of Upland to give up some parkland. San Antonio Regional Hospital had asked for some of the park because they've run out of parking and they also want to build some additional buildings. It's about a little over 4.5 acres. The city council had finally agreed to put this on the ballot as a referendum to let the people of Upland decide. And unfortunately, the wording appeared to be biased. In fact, a judge called it the language of advocacy, trying to persuade voters to vote in favor of it, and therefore it was not impartial. So he suggested some rewording, and the city council this past week, in fact, approved that. It's going to be more neutral. It will simply ask voters whether to abandon the use of 4.63 acres of Memorial Park and allow the property to be sold. It could be sold to the hospital, it could be sold to another buyer, but for not less than $4.3 million. And if the sale occurs, potentially that money could be used for park improvements.
Next to Lake Elsinore, where the Pechanga tribe says a proposed hydroelectric power facility there would destroy a crucial part of their native lands.
Right. They say this land in the mountains in and around Lake Elsinore are the site of the tribe's creation legend that has it that this is where, kind of like the Garden of Eden, this is where the tribe was born. And they say this proposal called the Lake Elsinore Advanced Pump Storage Project, or LEAPS Project, would irreparably harm at least 4 traditional cultural sites that are both ceremonial and sacred. Now, you'll remember that the Pechanga tribe also had opposed a mining proposal for a gravel mine up in the hills there above Lake Elsinore and ended up buying that land to prevent the development of the mine. But this power project has been kicking around for quite a number of years, and it's been slapped down before. In fact, many people in Lake Elsinore also oppose it. They're afraid that it would be noisy for people who live around the lake, because the idea would be during off-peak hours, say overnight, to use pumps to bring the water from Lake Elsinore up to the mountain and then let gravity bring it back down to generate power. It would require 32 miles of high-voltage transmission lines, 170 steel towers from the mountain down to Lake Elsinore and beyond. The power lines would be owned by Southern California Edison and San Diego Gas and Electric. The project is estimated to cost about $2 billion to build, and the advocates, a company called Nevada Hydro, say that it would give the region a reliable energy source, alternative sustainable energy.
What has the Board of Supervisors said about this?
Well, the Board of Supervisors is aware of all of the opposition, and they have submitted written comments to the Federal Energy Commission, which is considering this project right now, asking for a more rigorous environmental review. And one of the supervisors, Kevin Jeffries, who represents that area, has said there's very, very little community support for the project. And Supervisor Chuck Washington said that he hopes that at some point the board can put a nail in the coffin of this project and not have it keep rising up from the dead.
Okay. Next, Loma Linda officials want a voice in a controversial housing project near the city's cherished South Hills.
Yeah, the proposal is to build 350 homes in the South Hills off of Reshi Canyon Road. The developer, University Realty, is asking the Local Agency Formation Commission to let the land be annexed to Colton so that Colton could process the plans rather than Loma Linda, where there's so much opposition. The voters in 2006 approved Measure V, which protects the hills and would only allow one house per 10 acres. This proposal calls for almost 20 times that many homes on this land. People are concerned about the traffic it would drive onto Reshi Canyon Road, which is already very busy, a little two-lane canyon road between Moreno Valley and Colton. where there's a lot of speeding, people trying to pass on curves and dangerous things, tragic accidents have happened there. Loma Linda has asked their staff to make sure that whenever LAFCO, the Local Agency Formation Commission, takes up this proposal, that they be notified so they can weigh in, even perhaps going to the meeting and speaking out against the annexation.
All right. And lastly, August was the Inland Empire's worst month yet as far as coronavirus goes.
Yeah, the numbers certainly didn't look good in terms of deaths. In San Bernardino County, July had been the deadliest month with 156 deaths. That almost doubled in August with 307 deaths. In Riverside County, deaths reached over 1,000 by August 31st, 324 deaths in August. The good news is, Ben, the number of hospitalizations from coronavirus actually are going down, and so public health officials are optimistic that things will begin getting better in September.
All right, we'll see how September goes then. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.